Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, I was answering a series of 5 questions from a young pastor in his first ministry. Well, you ought to listen today and just hear how we try to help a young preacher. I love young preachers, and this is one that we're trying to help out here in answering his questions. Well, I left the track with him and assured him that our church was different, and told him that it is Christ that makes us a new creature, and that not all is religious is Christian. And I'm praying for him. And, you know, when you're in a situation where you can't have a personal witness with a person, you can't always leave him a track, which I did. And that's what we need to learn. Always carry a track with you. You will share Christ more if you get the principle in mind from the Word of God that wherever you go, you are representing the Lord Jesus Christ through the local church in which he has placed you. We are ambassadors of God. Therefore, we are his representatives in this world. And as his representative, we're representing him through a local church. The local church that he's placed us is our embassy in this foreign land, the world. Now, although Proverbs 5 is dealing mainly with moral issues, in the chapter of chapter 5 and verse 21, it gives us something that may help us to remember. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his going. There's not a thing that you do that aren't before the eyes of the Lord. He ponders all your goings. Look, the psalmist said in the 139th psalm, he knew my downlying, my uprising. He knew my thoughts afar off, my words and everywhere, everything. He knows. So keep it in mind that he's there. But you know what's great? These examples I gave you were of unsaved people who knew that these things were wrong because that's what they were doing, and they already knew it was wrong. They knew that repentance and faith was important, but the example wasn't there for them to follow because the word was not there. Okay, well, this young preacher's asking some good questions, is he not? I appreciate that. Okay, let's answer this young preacher. He's in his first church, and his next question is, what subject you want someone to cover to help you more boldly share your faith in Christ? I think he means, what subject would you want someone to cover to help you more boldly share your faith in Christ? Well, for me, again, it's the doctrine of Christ. You know, I found that people of the world, they go to a movie. It's been advertised on television and in the newspapers and everywhere else. And they go to it, then they'll come back and they'll tell their friends about it. And they'll tell them about it in such an animated way that lets their friend know they enjoyed it, and they want them to enjoy it. Some will do the same thing about a ball game, whether it's a football game or something else. They'll get to talking about that game, and boy, I tell you, they're excited. Sometimes it's social media. Preachers in today's society seem to get caught up in their either blogs or internet technological marketing, and they talk of these things. That is the sense of witnessing. The things they are talking about are not so much the gospel, but they may be good things, and they feel like, well, this is how we are witnessing. Something of which they're excited about, it's important to them, and they want to tell others. Well, study to know the person of Christ all the more. So it is of utmost importance to you that you'll want to share him as excitedly as they want to share about the movie, the ball game, the technology, or whatever else. in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. We see this attitude by the words of the Holy Spirit through the pen of Paul in the life of Paul. He says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, a lot of us, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? The power. But the fellowship, meaning partnership, being a partner in his suffering, conforming unto his death. Sometimes we throw up the hand. And yet, I think of the apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 saying, verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak to the fool, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, and deaths off. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. In the night and the day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils among false brethren. So all of that is unsaved or things of this world. And it goes on, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Now it gets into things of serving the Lord. Beside those things which are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the church. Who is weak, and I'm not weak. Who is offended, and I'm burned not. If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern mine infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth I lie not. Of course, we know that he had to escape from Damascus, being let down in a window. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, verses 7 through 10, there was the messenger of Satan that buffeted him. And we find out that he asked God 3 times to remove it. Finally, God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And once Paul got a hold of that principle and he understood it, he come to know that power of God such that he said to himself, oh, the fellowship of his sufferings, conformable to his death, the power of his resurrection. So he said, I take pleasure. You know, isn't it interesting? He says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And my friend, this American church is in trouble today, and we need people who get to know the Lord so well, who get to know the doctrine of Christ so well, that they can draw closer to him and endure these things as we ought. Yes, we see the apostle suffered a lot for the cause of Christ, yet he says, that I may know him. I mean, would you suffer if you didn't know? He realized there was so much more of Christ to know. As love grows for Christ, then the power of his resurrection, the fellowship, the partnership with him in his sufferings, and conformity to his death, not my will, but thine be done, conform to his death, will lead a Christian to be more bold in his witness as he comes to know the precious Savior. Oh, my friend out there in Radio Land, that was the end of my answer on that question. But, oh, pray for this preacher. Pray for this preacher that I will know the person of Jesus Christ all the more. Okay, the final question this young preacher asked me, and again in his first church, and these are good questions. Is there anything else you would want to say to help contribute to this course? Now, remember, he's looking at a course that he's writing up, that he's designing himself for his church members. And it is along the idea of something to help them in their faith, to boldly share their faith, to grow in it. So my answer to his question of, is there anything else to contribute? I said this, like the chorus, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me, and may I nobly do my part to win that soul for thee. Now remember these principles. Number one, we are not out to win them. We are out to see them change. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Don't try to design a Christianity that makes it so you don't have to suffer for telling the truth. Number two, Noah may have had only 8 saved in 120 years. I tend to think that there could have been more who got saved and then died before the flood. Nonetheless, he did not quit. Jesus had places he went in which he was chased out of town instead of people being saved. The same could be said for Paul at Mars Hill. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 states something very important here. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament forever and ever. Okay? So if you're wise, you'll shine as the brightness of the firmament forever and ever. But how am I wise? I didn't read all that verse. They that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You see, ours is to turn them unto righteousness. Well, how do we turn them to righteousness? We share with them God's plan of salvation. We give them the plan of salvation. The decision is between them and Christ as to whether they will receive it or reject. We don't save anyone. We don't see a lot of numbers with Noah, but he is listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And that should serve as a good picture of heaven. For turning to people righteous to righteousness, whether they get saved or not, God highly rewards you because you turned them to righteousness. You couldn't make them make a decision. You could only offer them the way to make a decision. Today, there are those who have so marketed the Bible and the gospel that there's no call to repentance. No sin is spoken of, or sin is spoken of in a very generic way, so that an unsaved person thinks that he has to be a murderer, a drug addict, in order to need salvation. See, ours is to just keep on keeping on. Christianity is a life. It's not joining a club. The Bible and prayer is not a religious exercise. It is a personal relationship that is very real to us, and as personal and real as our relationship is to our best friend, our spouse, or whatever. Well, that was my answer to that young preacher.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.